From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. This is the 308th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take some lessons from some anecdotes related from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And I am Fakhr Rouhani, the expert of this episode. According to some accounts indicated in, for example, in Mustadrak al-Wasail, it's indicated that once Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam noticed a beggar who was begging others for some money, some financial help. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam turned to his companions and mentioned and asked if others understand what's meant by that beggar's, insistence on receiving some help from others. Well, everybody insisted on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's explanation and elucidation of this case. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's interpretation was that the beggar wanted to convey to others that as a person dispatched ultimately by God, I'm such a person that if you give me any financial help, I'll take the help and will take it back to Allah. And in case you don't help me, well, I go back with no money gained, with nothing gained. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam gave a very good piece of hadith, issued a very good piece of hadith and mentioned in this way. من قبل عطائك فقد أعانك على الكرم. Whoever receives your grace, whoever receives your help, has indeed helped you in achieving greatness, in achieving grandeur, social status. From this we understand that when anyone wants to give any kind of help to another one, to someone else, he or she should be concerned with the spiritual and religious reward that can be obtained or can be gained out of giving that type of help. In that case, we as ordinary human beings, we have to be very much concerned with the spiritual rewards in this regard. And another one is that if someone isn't able to express him or herself, those people who have a better faculty of speech and a much better ability to explain or to verify or to mention the hardcore of someone's need, those people must come to the scene and must explain for others what's meant by someone else. More importantly, Muslims are expected to have sympathy regarding each other. When a Muslim experiences some problem, other Muslims are really expected to be helpful to the person who is in need of help. Another case is that once one of the family members of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam made a meal for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. When Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam had his meal and the table was taken back to the kitchen, one of the friends of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's came to that place, to the house of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam requested his companions or those people who were around him to bring some food for that person, for that guest. That person mentioned that he'd been to Ubaydullah ibn Abbas before coming to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam confirmed the point and mentioned that, yes, his father, that is Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, was a great man in the Quraysh tribe. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam mentioned to his guest in this way, إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال يا بني عبد المطلب اطعموا الطعام وأطيبوا الكلام. O descendants of عبد المطلب, O people of the Quraysh, give people food, give food to people and say beautiful things. From this we understand that receiving other people and providing others with reception and at the same time bringing food to others is one of the important ways of making good relations with others and establishing friendship with other people. This is, of course, a way of honoring one's guest. Another one is that uttering fine words and saying thoughtful and making thoughtful statements is another means of achieving solidarity and friendship in human communities. More importantly, we know that praising good people, praising really praiseworthy people, while they aren't present over there, shows that the person who praises a person who's already absent shows that the praiser must be a great man. Because without the subject persons being available in the session, this person speaks very greatly, very highly of that person. So the person who praises someone else must be really a very great man. Because there mustn't be any hindrance, there mustn't be any problem in the case that the praiser praises the person in question, while at the same time he's already free to start saying irrelevant things or starts, for example, backbiting. While some people may prefer to seize the opportunity to disclose something or some other rather hidden characteristics of some people in public, especially those people who are concerned may not be available, certainly a person who has a good sense of responsibility regarding the social and cultural welfare of the whole community never seizes the opportunity in order to misqualify or disqualify a personality when he or she may not be present over there. From this we understand that the treatment and the life as well as the disposition of the Ahl al-Bayt in general and those of the infallible imams in specific, and especially in this case, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's behavior can be good lessons for everybody. And here it must be indicated that these lessons can't be confined to Muslim communities, rather everybody, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, may benefit from these examples and good instances of morality. Thank you very much. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'at al-Husayn, yawm al-hurum. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, شفاعة الحسين